Brad Davidson joins us on the phone. See, these two boys, they've just got too excited. The cars are coming past you. You're looking out. Look,
I've got my headphones on, mate. Don't worry about it.
Morning, keep Brad going. Davidson. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, they're up and about, these two, because the touring, the old school cars, the Touring Masters, have just on the track, and you can probably hear them going through now on your radios and on your TV. But yes, and Elise locked in the Everest, mate.
Yeah, that was the news yesterday, wasn't it? Those two horses joined the field. A lot of interest around Yes in particular, being the 3-year-old. There's a lot of different opinions out there at the moment as to how good these 3-year-olds are. For some time, I think they're quite good because they've been running time and time again. They just keep on doing it, and it's really good to have a 3-year-old in the field like this because he was so good in the Golden Rose and gets his chance. It just adds that different form line as well coming into this race. Of course, Elise, the Godolphin, have decided to go with the head of Bivouac as well for their slot there. So she's a class sprinter. Do I think she can win the race? Probably not, but I think she again adds a little bit of interest because she's so popular, and we know she's that horse to get off speed and finish off strongly, which will be suited by the likes of Nature Strip in the race.
Now, microphone returns tomorrow.
Yeah, he does, in the Roman console, providing it doesn't get too wet there as well. They said that Godolphin, that if we do really get a lot of rain, they might wait for another week. But he was probably the best 2-year-old last season for mine, wasn't he? Won the size, second in the Gold Slipper. Recent trial was just there, so I'm a little bit on the fence as to how he'll go there at Randwick tomorrow, particularly if we do get a bit of rain and they do run him. So we'll see, but quite an open race, to be fair, that one, and not one I have a strong opinion on, but it'd be interesting to have him back anyway. But microphone, of course, in the Roman console there. I think he's second favourite behind Cosmic Force at this stage.
Brad, the little battler from Junee wants to be able to make some money tomorrow and feed the family. Can you steer me into a horse?
I'm going to tip you one, Loz, race 7, number 1, Castel Vecchio. Now, everyone's all over Shadow Hero after he's not going to win last time. But I think we're getting a good price here about Castel Vecchio. I like Shadow Hero. I think he's a very good horse. But you've got to remember, these two horses went to the line together first up, locked together. And I think if they flashed the 1800-metre race next time out, Castel Vecchio would have been favourite. And he had to go back to 1400. They tried to win a group one with him, as being a colt, far too sharp for him. But I thought his run was outstanding. Remember the Golden Rose, the best rating race, on the day comfortably. I think he gets out to 2,000 metres. He's always looked a 2,000-metre horse. And I think we might see the best of him there tomorrow, race 7, number 1, Castel Vecchio. And look, we had a bit of luck with our last bet. Charles Road, he's $14 place here in the Metrox. We kicked him about a month ago on this show. So happy to put Castel Vecchio out in play to win the comp plate at $51 as well, because I think if he comes out and goes bang tomorrow, I reckon they'll head that way. And
nice.
I reckon it might be a year where a 3-year-old can bob up and run a very cheeky race in the comp plate.
All right, beautiful. Brad Davidson there.